Dreamscape presents The Cowboy and His Baby by Cheryl Woods. Narrated by Robin Siegerman. One. Damn, but it was cold, Cody Adams thought, as he chased down the last of the herd of cattle he was rounding up. Texas had never been this frigid, not even in the middle of January. He was surprised half the livestock hadn't flat-out frozen in the harsh Wyoming winter. They'd lost a few head of cattle, but nothing like what he'd anticipated the first time the temperatures had dropped below zero and the snow and ice had swirled around him. The bitter cold and the frequent blinding snowstorms did serve one useful purpose, though. They kept him so busy, kept his brain cells so frozen for that matter, that he hardly ever thought about home. He'd freeze his butt off and suffer frostbite on most any part of its anatomy for the blessing of a blank memory. He didn't want to think about Texas or his family. Most of all, he didn't want to think about sneaky, conniving Melissa Horton and the way she'd cheated on him. It had taken him a long time to block out the image of his longtime girlfriend wrapped in his best friend's arms. Even now, more than a year later, that terrible, gut-wrenching moment sneaked up on him when he least expected it and reminded him that that kind of pain might hide out, but it seldom went away. With the last of the herd rounded up and dusk falling, Cody gestured to one of the other hands that he was leaving and headed back toward the small but cozy line shack he insisted he preferred to the bunkhouse. He'd claimed it kept him closer to the cattle, for which he was responsible. But the truth was, he craved the isolation. For a man who had been a very social creature back in Texas, a notorious flirt, it was quite a change and, for the time being, a welcome one. It was the only surefire way he could think of for staying out of trouble and avoiding the sort of heartache that falling for some woman just about guaranteed. His boss, impressed by the fact that for years 28-year-old Cody had been running White Pines, his family's ranch back in Texas, hadn't argued with his idiosyncratic decision. Lance Treethorn had insisted only that a phone be installed so he could reach Cody on business. He was the only one with a number. He rarely used it. Cody dropped by the ranch house often enough to stay in touch. On the tiny porch, Cody stomped the snow off his boots, gathered up an armload of firewood, and went inside. Within minutes, he had a fire...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?